T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We're close to 1,000 signatures on a petition to have the statue of Christopher Columbus removed in Wilkes-Barre. And in the city of Pittston, they have guards at the Christopher Columbus statue. Now, there is an organization called the Italian American One Voice Coalition. And among the organizations that support it is La Festa Italiana of Lackawanna County and Unico chapters all over the country. Now, on the line with us right now is Andre Domino. He is on the board of Italian American One Voice Coalition. Andre, thank you for joining us. How are you, sir?
Good, and I'm honored to be on with you, Frank.
Thank you very much. First of all, tell people about the Italian American One Voice Coalition. What are you and what do you guys do?
Sure. We're a nationwide organization that was founded by Dr. Manny Alfano about 27 years ago, and we work specifically and only on protecting and defending our Italian-American heritage.
Okay. When you say protecting and defending your Italian-American heritage, I have said, as recent as yesterday, that Columbus has always been a source of Italian-American pride. Am I right?
Well, you're right, and actually more than that, because you have to realize that Christopher Columbus and all of the various statues and so forth were actually an atonement for all of the discrimination and actually the lynching of Italian Americans that occurred in the late 1800s. So it's a very important day for Italian Americans.
Now, obviously, you guys are concerned when we're seeing the attack on Christopher Columbus statues. It's happening all over the country. Have you been able to stop it in any places?
Well, there's a number of places that we have, and there's local residents work diligently on it. We've got towns like Garfield, New Jersey, that have now worked with the local mayor and council to stop the damage that was occurring to the statue. But you're right, it's being attacked in a number of areas, and we're trying with both of our residents that are locally, as well as us from the East Coast, working with the various areas to try to stop this. And unfortunately, you know, we see what's going on in your area, and it is very disappointing because, you know, I go to La Festa each year and go to a number of events there right at the Woodlands, and there's a lot of Italian Americans there, that Columbus is an important symbol, just as you said.
Okay. Now, what do you say, though, when you see the graffiti painted and the people saying, rapist, murderer, slave trader,
oh,
Christopher Columbus, he's the devil incarnate?
Well, listen, Frank, as you probably know, people can have their own opinion, but they can't have their own facts. And they are using distorted facts in the common narrative now about Columbus, that he invented slavery, that he did all these atrocities and so forth. And there are reputable sources that have debunked nearly all of those accusations about this man. It's just a wrong thing that people are saying, and they're doing it to foment this hatred against this person, probably because he opened up this part of the world to Western culture.
Now, Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania has a very proud Italian-American heritage here. People who are concerned, what should they do? I mean, we're not the people who are going to tear down statues or fight. So what do people actually do that's the right thing to do?
Well, the first thing is they should contact their local authorities. First off, if they hear about something that's going to be a criminal act, such as vandalizing a statue, they should report it to the police because it is a criminal act. And it's actually a hate crime against Italian Americans because Italian Americans have been designated as a protected group under the 14th Amendment. So it is a hate crime to do this. But what they should do is contact local authorities. I know they're right there in your area. A petition was started, and you said they're up to 900 signatures. But that was started by someone from New York. This is an outsider trying to come into your area and trying to get that, that beautiful monument that's right in Public Square to be taken away. And we just hope that the local authorities there, the mayor and the governing body, don't capitulate to this outside influence.
Now, if people want to get involved in your organization, how do they?
The best thing is to go to our website, which is the initials of our organization, IAOVC.org. That's Italian American One Voice Coalition, IAOVC.org. We certainly welcome members to join and, more importantly, Italian organizations to join. As you mentioned, La Festa is a member and a number of Unico chapters in your are members.
Now, has your organization reached out to the authorities on behalf of Wilkes-Barre and Pittston and Scranton and other places?
Absolutely, we have. And as a matter of fact, we just had a video conference on Sunday with a number of people from your local area, and letters have been written, emails have been sent, and we're contacting as many people as we can to voice our objection to anything that would be done to take away this very important symbol. Candidly, it's a symbol not just for Italian Americans, but really for Americans, because it really was an American holiday. It is an American holiday and an important day for all Italian Americans.
Okay, now I have a lot of people who are texting in support of what you're saying, and then of course I'm getting the texts that are saying Columbus was a terrible person, he was a rapist, he was a murderer, why would you defend
Wrong.
This guy, Frank, why would you put this on? Where would you steer people to read or to find out more about Columbus if you're saying that a lot of that has been debunked?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many. But I guess the best source that I can give you is an author who happens to be an indigenous person who is from the Taino tribe, who's written three books to debunk this this stuff about Columbus. His name is Rafael Ortiz, and he wrote a book called Christopher Columbus, the Hero. It's on Amazon. And he goes line by line debunking all these things. Hey, Frank, you have to realize, when Columbus got to this part of the world, this was no Garden of Eden. They practiced cannibalism, atrocities, and slavery before Columbus got here for hundreds of years. So all they're saying about Columbus is just not true.
You know, I said yesterday, one of the things that is upsetting is I'm 68, Andre. All my life, you know, I've been told that Columbus is a hero that we should look up to. We memorize right. the name of the three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. We always, exactly. And then all of a sudden, he becomes the devil incarnate, and it makes me feel like they're saying I've been stupid for all of my life.
No, unfortunately, it's just the people that are finding something to be upset about. They're against Western culture. They're using Christopher Columbus as a figurehead. And then who's next? What else is going to be destroyed from our history? And they're trying to destroy it based on false information. And that's the worst part.
You know, you said that you have visited La Festa Italiana. We are hoping beyond hope that it's not going to be affected by COVID, because it usually is coming up at Labor Day. So we shall see.
Sure.
And if you're in the area, if it's coming, make sure you give us a call. We'll get you back on the air.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Frank. Thank you very much.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.